Proverbs chapter number 3. Amen. It's good to see you in church this morning. Do appreciate you being here. Appreciate your prayers. We've got some that's out sick. We've got some that's out traveling. And we've got, I tell you what, we had a good number of young people in the vans this morning. Praise the Lord for that. And they're downstairs in Children's Church. And we appreciate all those workers and everybody that gives of their time to try to reach some people for the Lord. Amen. And so we are thankful for that. So pray for them this morning. Pray for all those that serve in different areas. And remember the service of our church in much prayer. You won't want to miss tonight. Lord willing, we'll be meeting back at 6 o'clock. You won't want to miss that. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 3. Very familiar portion of Scripture. I want you to look with me. We'll start reading in verse number 5. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, this morning we do love you. We thank you, God, for another opportunity you've given us today, the privilege you've given us, Lord, to have your word in our hands, and Lord, to gather together, Lord, with people of like faith, people who love you, and people who want to know more about you, want to please you, want to worship you. Lord, you've given us the opportunity and privilege to be gathered with those kind of people, Lord, in one place, in one accord. I pray you'd help us this morning. God, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, you'd fill us with your spirit. I pray, God, you'd encourage us from your word. I pray, God, you'd challenge us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you'd work in our hearts and change us and help us to be drawn closer to the risen Lord Jesus Christ this morning. We love you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, God, for all you've done and all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, probably two of the most quoted verses in all of Christianity. You've heard these verses, no doubt. Most of you probably have them put to memory. But, you know, I was thinking about these verses and looking at them. And he says, simply trust in the Lord is what he's saying. Trust in the Lord. So that's what I want to preach on this morning. Trust in the Lord. The world tells us to have confidence in no one. The philosophy of the world is to trust no one. I was, not too long ago, I was down in Charlotte in a place of business, and I happened to see a fella. You know, it seems like nowadays people are marking themselves up all over the place. And the boy had down his arm, it said, trust. And I was interested in that, and I said, man, what in the world did you, I mean, his whole arm, it was tattooed up, it said, trust. And I said, man, look, why'd you put that on there? And he went like this, and he pulled his sleeve up on his other arm, and it said, no one. Trust no one. And you know, many people, that's their philosophy today. And then there are others that trust the government. They trust a leader. They have misplaced confidence, misplaced trust. And the Bible simply tells us to trust the Lord with all our heart. I want to say the word trust, it means to look and seek refuge in, to trust, to be confident of, to be sure of, to be bold, to be careless, to put confidence in, to put hope in, to put trust in, to rely on, to believe in, and to confide in. It means to place one's confidence and reliance upon something or someone. The word simply means here in Proverbs chapter 3, to trust, it simply means to be lying down, face down, helplessly. And that's what God's telling us to do. Look, hey, when you face the cares of this life, and when you face things that you don't know what to do, and even sometimes when you think you got it all under control, just lay down helplessly and trust the Lord. And that's what he says here in Proverbs chapter number 3. He says we can trust the Lord with all your heart. That's what he tells us to do. And I want to say this morning that I'm thankful that we serve a God that we can trust. You know, the reason the world says to trust no one is because so many people have proven that they cannot be trusted. The government, look up in here, the government has proven that they cannot be trusted. Amen. Some of your friends probably have proved to you that they cannot be trusted. Family members will prove time and again they cannot be trusted. Siblings and even mates, hey, sometimes they prove they cannot be trusted. And so the world adapts the philosophy that I'll trust no one. But the Lord says, look up in here. He says, I'm a faithful God. I'm a true God. I'm a God that can be trusted. And he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he said, he shall direct thy path. So I want to say, you can lay down helplessly. You can throw your hands up in the air and say, Lord, today I'm trusting you. Lord, it's all you, or it's not going to happen. Old D.L. Moody's an old-time preacher of years gone by. He said, trust in yourself and you're doomed to disappoint. Trust in your friends and they will die and leave you. Trust in money and you may have it taken from you. Trust in reputation and some slanderous tongue may blast it. But trust in God and you're never to be confounded in time or in eternity. Can I say this morning, old D.L. Moody had it right. You can trust in the Lord, hey, and in time and eternity, hey, you'll not be confounded. In time and eternity, you can place your confidence in God, the God of heaven. You can trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Hey, and I'm saying this morning, we need as Christians to trust in the Lord. Hey, can I say, it's not just good for the sinner to trust in the Lord, though he ought to trust in the Lord for his salvation, but you and I as Christians, as we walk in the Christian life, matter of fact, the Bible does say the just shall live by faith. Hey, faith is trust. Faith is simply putting your trust and your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're trusting a God of heaven. You're trusting in him. You're trusting in his word. And I want to say this morning, hey, we need to, this morning, to trust in the Lord. I want to say a few things about this trusting in the Lord this morning. I'm just going to give you a few simple thoughts and a couple of points just to think on and to go home and meditate. Hopefully it'll encourage you. Hopefully it'll help you. Hey, it might challenge you. But I want to say that, hey, you and I as Christians, we need to get back to trusting the Lord. Many times, I mean, we've got so-called Christians that are hooked on sleeping pills. They're hooked on all kinds of different medications to get them to sleep, to get them calmed down, to get them up in the morning. Hey, we're hooked on things. Why? Because our nerves are shattered. We are losing our wits in. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn to. And can I say that in a time when it seems like the economy's failing, it seems like the government's crumbling, it seems like everything around us is falling apart, can I say that in a time of dire need, in a time of dire desperation, can I say that you and I, we've got a God in heaven that can be trusted. You've got a God that knows you and he's got your interest at hand. He's got your best interest in thought. And I'm going to say this morning, you can trust him. I can trust him. We need to trust the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord is what he says. Trust in the Lord. Can I say a few things about this trust? Number one thing, I want to say something about the focus of our trust. The focus of our trust. Hey, he says in this verse, in verse number 5, he said, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He didn't say trust in anybody else. He didn't say trust in the government. Can I say the Bible points out several follies. I'll read a couple of them to you in Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse number 25. The Bible tells us about the folly of trusting a man. Proverbs 29 verse 25. He said, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. You trust a man, it's going to be a snare to you. You trust and fear man, hey, it's going to bring you down. He said, but whoso trusteth in the Lord shall be saved. So there's folly in trusting men. And then in Psalm 146:3. If I could read that, Psalm 146:3, the Bible says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no hope. Some people put their trust in self. Some people put their trust in military power. And can I say, they are all snares. They're all folly. Can I say in Proverbs chapter number 11, in verse number 28, the Bible says, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. There's many this morning that they're not trusting self, they're not trusting wealth, or they're not trusting military power or another man, but they're trusting their wealth. They think because they've got money in the bank. They think because they've got a profitable business. They think because they've got a good job, everything's going to be all right. Can I say this morning, I don't care how good your job is this morning, hey, I hope you've got a good one. Amen? I hope you do. I pray that you've got a good job. I pray your needs are met. But I want to say this morning, hey, there's not a one of us that your job can't be pulled out from under you tomorrow. Amen. You don't put your confidence in money. You don't put your trust in money. You know, hey, I'm telling you, hey, this morning, the only thing that you can ever place your confidence and you can say, that's a solid rock, I promise you it'll never fail, is Jesus Christ. That's the only thing you can trust. And we'll say the focus of our trust. Many of us as Christians, we say we trust the Lord, but we trust him on Sunday morning. All week long, we go around biting our fingernails and trying to figure it out ourselves. Amen. We go around popping pills and just wringing our hands, man.
I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Trust in the Lord. I want to remind you this morning, you can trust in the Lord. He's not going to fail you. Hey, trust in the Lord. The focus of our trust needs to be in Him and in Him alone. Hey, they that know His name, Psalm 9:10, will trust in Him. Hey, I want to read you a few verses. I hope that's all right with you this morning. Hey, amen. I hope it's all right to read the Bible in church. Proverbs 25, verse number 2. The psalmist said, "Oh my God, I trust in Thee. Let not me be ashamed. Hey, let not mine enemies triumph over me." In a time he was facing enemies coming, he said, "Listen, God, I'm just going to trust in You. I'm going to trust in You." In Psalm 26, in verse number 1, he said, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide." He said, "I'm trusting the Lord to keep me from sliding. I'm trusting the Lord to keep me and keep me from messing up. I'm trusting in the Lord." In Psalm chapter number 37, in verse number 5, the psalmist said, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." I'm saying this morning, you can trust in the Lord. You don't have to worry about Him. He's more concrete. He's more resolute than any banking firm. Hey, He's more protective and more solid than any military post. Hey, Psalm 44:6, the psalmist said, "For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, but Thou," he's talking to the Lord, he said, "but Thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise Thy name forever, Selah." I'm saying this morning you can trust the Lord. Psalm 56:3, the psalmist said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." I want to say you can trust in the Lord this morning. Psalm 62:8, the psalmist said, "Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Psalm 118. The middle chapter in the Bible, in Psalm chapter number 118, verses 8 and 9, the psalmist writes and he says, "It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." I'm saying this morning we need to have our focus of our trust focused in on Him, totally upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "Preacher, why should I trust in the Lord?" I want to say this, I'll tell you why. Because He's the only one that's faithful. He's the only one that's true. He's the only one that's righteous. He's the only one that's always going to do right. He's the only one that's just. He's the only one that's trustworthy. He's the only one, and He's immutable. That means there's no variableness in Him. There's no changing in Him. There's no wavering in Him. You don't have to worry about, is He going to be faithful tomorrow? You don't have to worry about, is He going to be righteous tomorrow? You don't have to worry about, is God going to be holy tomorrow? You don't have to worry about, is God going to be right and just and holy and pure tomorrow? You don't have to wonder, is He going to do me right tomorrow? Can I say, like the old black man said, "Hey, Jesus, He knows how to do me, do He always do me right, amen. Jesus, He's faithful." I want to say, nobody do you like Jesus, amen. He's faithful. You can trust Him, amen. Trust in the Lord, amen. Trust in Him, amen. Man, somebody asked old Gypsy Smith. Gypsy Smith was a preacher in days gone by. Somebody asked him right after he was converted of a life of sin. Somebody asked him, said, "Gypsy Smith," they said, "did you trust in Christ and in nothing else?" And Gypsy Smith, as a young man, said this. He said, "I cannot trust myself, for I am nothing. I cannot trust what I have, for I have nothing. I cannot trust what I know, for I know nothing." Old Gypsy Smith had it right. He said, "Listen, I'm trusting the Lord. He's the only one I can trust." Can I say this morning, hey, I'm trying to help you this morning is what I'm trying to say. I promise you, you turn on the news and you're going to find out the government's going to fail you. You can't trust them. I don't care, Republicans, Democrats, green wig, I don't care who they are. Hey, look up in here, the government will lie to you. Hey, politicians are liars, amen? Lawyers are liars. Hey, let me say, you can't put your confidence all in doctors. I thank God for a good doctor when we need him. Hey, but doctors mess up sometimes. Hey, they're human. You can't put your trust and your confidence totally in a bank. There's been people put money in banks and go, y'all ever heard of the Great Depression? People lost thousands. It could happen again. There's only one person you can place all your trust in. And you ought to be focusing your trust in. And when the times come up, man, when you're afraid, when you don't know what to do, trust in the Lord. Focus on Him. Trust in Him and Him at all times. Hey, one writer said, "Trust Him when dark doubts assail thee. Trust Him when thy strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust Him, He is ever faithful. Trust Him, for His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. You can trust Him this morning. I want to remind you this morning, I'm here to help you this morning and tell you that you can trust in the Lord this morning. Let me say, and when we think about this trust, we need to think about the focus of our trust. There's a lot of people this morning that have faith in the fact that they have faith. You understand? They are confused. They are trusting in themselves is what they are. They're trusting in themselves because they have faith. Can I say you can have faith and have misplaced faith? There's a lot of people that have faith. You have faith in a lot of things. You understand this morning? Hey, when you got up this morning, went and got your automobile and turned the key, you was trusting that thing to start. Amen? Amen. Hey, there's a lot of people for salvation, they have misplaced faith. Their focus is off. They're not trusting Jesus. They're trusting their religion. They're trusting their good works. They've trusted something they've done. They're trusting some false prophet like Muhammad or Buddha. Are y'all all right? I mean, they have misplaced trust. I'm talking about the focus of our trust needs to be in Jesus Christ and Him alone. He's the only Jehovah God. He says right here, He said, trust in the Lord. That word Lord is the word Jehovah. That's the Old Testament name that Israel's referred to God as Jehovah God. He is the self-existent one. He is the all-existent and all-eternal one. In other words, look up here. Has it ever occurred to you that God doesn't need you and me in order for Him to be what He is? He's not relying on us to do something so He can be God. He's God. He's self-existent. And let me say, He is God whether you do right or not. And He's faithful whether you are faithful or not. Amen. As Christians, we ought to be faithful. Amen. But if we're not faithful, thank God, hey, when we fail, He's still faithful. Hey, our focus is to be on Him, Jehovah God. The self-existent one, the eternal one. Of all ages, He is the only God. And He says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. And all thy ways, watch, acknowledge Him. Our focus of our trust is on Him this morning. Can I ask you this morning, think about it within your own heart. Who is your focus on this morning in your trust? Who are you trusting? Can I say, if you're scared this morning, you don't know how to face life and you're stumbling around and you're afraid to go forward and do what God wants you to do, can I say you're not trusting Him? You're trusting your fear. You're trusting what you're scared of. Hey, trust in the Lord. Hey, turn your focus on Him. The psalmist said in Psalm 27, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We will. In other words, he's talking about military piety. He says some people trust in chariots and horses. That was the psalmist's way of referring to the great military. But he said, we're going to remember the name of the Lord our God, Jehovah. Can I remind you this morning, hey, when it seems like you turn on the news tomorrow and it seems like, man, there's a bombing here, there's an earthquake here, there's a this there, there's a this. Well, we need the government to bail us out. No, you don't need the government to bail you out. You need the God of heaven, amen. Get on your knees and call out to God and trust Him. He's the only one's faithful. The focus of our trust. And let me say this, not only the focus of our trust, but let me say this, the fullness of our trust. The fullness of our trust. Completely trust Him. He's not asking for a percentage of your trust. He's asking for all of your trust. Look what He says. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You see that? I see something in the fullness of our heart about it shows something about our determination. Our determination with all thine heart. Can I say that means with everything that's within you? There's a lot of people that's trying to live the Christian life part of the way. They say, well, I love the Lord. Are y'all a mess? I'm about to start preaching. Oh, I love the Lord. And they love Him on Sunday morning. But they don't love Him on Sunday night, Wednesday night. Sunday school, visitation. When the time, I'm talking about, hey, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. God doesn't want part of you. He doesn't want part of your trust. He wants all of you. He wants all of your love, and He wants all of your trust. Amen. He wants it all. He's not asking you to depend on Him and on appeal. He's not asking you to depend on Him and in a banking firm. He's not asking you to depend on Him and a religious code of conduct. He's asking you to depend on Him and Him alone. Right. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I see something about our determination, all of our heart. I'm going to tell you, that takes determination just to say, hey, I'm going to trust God. When it seems like the circumstances of life are against me, and it seems like, hey, Brother Adrian, that everything on the news says I ought not, it seems like everybody says no, hey, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That word all is an interesting word. And you study that word all in the Hebrew, you study it in the Greek, you study it in English, and I'll tell you what all means. All means all, and that's all means. Amen. And he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And watch this. He says something about not only determination, but he says something about our decision. He said, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You've got to make a decision here. That leaning not unto your own understanding, it means don't put any confidence or reliance on anything else. I'm trusting right now my legs to hold me up. Are y'all watching? I'm trusting my legs to hold me up. Amen? But now when I do this, what am I trusting? Come on now. I'm trusting the pulpit to hold me up. One of my legs. And the pulpit. No, he says, lean not unto your own understanding. That's the idea. That's the picture. You trust in the Lord totally. You don't be leaning, hey, on the government or leaning. Where in the world did we get the idea that the government owes us something? I'll make a deal with them. If they keep their hands out of my money, I'll keep my hand out of theirs. Amen? Hey, he's teaching us not to rely on military. Don't rely on everybody else. Hey, but to rely on God and God alone. The fullness of our trust. He wants all of our trust. It says something about the decision that we make. Hey, not to lean on anything else, but to lean on Him. And then let me say this. It says something about our devotion. The fullness of our trust. You say, we're talking about devotion. He says, watch this. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. In all thy ways. That means in everything you do is what that means. Let's put it in Walnut Cove. Amen? Everything you do, acknowledge Him. Everything. Doesn't matter if you're a kid in school, acknowledge Him for that test you got to take. Amen? Hey, if you're going to work tomorrow, acknowledge Him. You say, why, Preacher? Let's go back to the focus. He's the only one you can trust. And so, hey, because He's the only one that you ought to be focusing your trust on, He deserves the fullness of your trust. He deserves this. He asks of this, and He tells us that it shows our devotion to Him. See, if you're trusting something else, you're showing Him that you don't trust Him. Amen. I was thinking about, I heard a story about Hudson Taylor, a great missionary in China. Started the China Inland Ministry years ago, and Hudson Taylor was over there in a trying time. I mean, he didn't have a lot of money. He didn't have a lot of support. Seemingly, he wasn't doing very well according to the standards of the world. And somebody asked him, said, Mr. Taylor, said, how's things going? What's it look like? What's your prospect? And he said, I'll tell you what we got. He said, we've got 25 cents and all the promises of God. You know what Hudson Taylor knew? He knew how to trust in the Lord with all his heart. He knew how to trust in the Lord. Man, you can study and hear stories of years gone by, people like George Mueller. Man had an orphanage, and George Mueller, they said George Mueller would be having an orphanage full of kids, and he didn't have anything. Man, they said he didn't have anything in the cupboard. He didn't have anything in the pantry. He didn't have no food for them. And he brought the kids one day, and he brought them around the table. And old George Mueller got them out there to the table, and he started praying and thanking the Lord for the food they was about to receive. And some of the people were looking around like, what is he? Is he crazy? What's he thanking God for? What food's he talking about? And before he could get done praying, there was a knock on the door. And when he answered the knock on the door, somebody said, hey, Mr. Mueller said, there's a flood on the other side of town, and we've got all this food at the food bank. We don't know what to do with it, and we're just wondering if you could use it. Just a coincidence, right? No, he's trusting the Lord, and the Lord's providing, amen. And I want to say, that's not just good, hey, for the Old Testament saints, and that's just not good for those in the Bible. That's not just good for those 100 and 200 years ago. Hey, that's for you today, amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Showing your determination. Showing the decision not to lean on anything else. Showing your devotion to acknowledge Him in everything you do, amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It's the fullness of our trust. The fullness of our trust. I read this story about a fellow named Monroe Parker. You may have heard this story. He said he was traveling through South Alabama years ago on one of those hot, sultry Alabama days. And he said he come across a watermelon stand. And so he comes to the guy running the watermelon stand, and he asked him, he said, sir, he said, how much are your watermelons? And the fellow said, hey, sir, he said, they're $1.10. And he said, well, reached in his pocket, and he pulled out, and he said, look, I've only got a dollar. You'll have to trust me. And the guy said, that's all right, I'll trust you for it. And he said, all right. So the fellow grabbed him a watermelon, and he went walking off. And the guy said, hey, where are you going? He said, well, I was going outside. Find me a place to eat my watermelon. He said, well, why are you doing that? He said, you forgot to give me the dollar. He said, well, you said you'd trust me for it. He said, I meant I'd trust you for the 10 cents. Mr. Parker said, you wasn't going to trust me at all. You're just taking a 10-cent gamble on my integrity. Can I say to you, that's the way many people do the Lord. That's many times the way we do the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with part of it, but I got to handle this. I got to straighten this part out. God, you can have that little part because, you know, God said, listen, I don't want you to take a gamble on my integrity. You know who I am. You trust me because of my integrity. You trust me because I'm trustworthy. You trust me because I'm not going to let you down. You trust me because I've never let anybody down yet, and I ain't about to now. You trust me because I'm faithful, and I'm just, and I'm true, and I'm righteous, and I'm holy, and I'm not going to change. You trust me based on my integrity and my character. You're not taking a gamble when you trust the Lord. Somebody said, well, I got lucky. You didn't get lucky. My hind leg. God looked out for you. Give the credit where the credit is due. Christians don't, man, we don't believe in luck. I got lucky. I just got lucky. No, if you was praying to God and asking him for wisdom, and you made a decision based on the principles of his word, you didn't get lucky. God was taking care of you. Trust in the Lord. Fullness of our trust. The fullness of our trust. How often we trust each other and only doubt our Lord. We take the word of mortals and yet distrust his word. But oh, what light and glory would shine o'er all our days if we would always remember God means just what he says. You've got a book full of promises here. You've got a book right here that'll never change. You've got a God in heaven that'll never change. He cares about you. Can I say he wants the focus of your trust? He wants the fullness of your trust. And can I say something not only about the focus and the fullness, but let me say this, the fruit of our trust. The fruit of our trust. I want to say when you trust the Lord, it will not be in vain. Are y'all with me this morning? Everybody say amen. So let me know you'll wait. You trust in the Lord is not like buying a lottery ticket. Well, it might pay off and it might not. You know, you understand, for everybody that buys a lottery ticket and wins, there's millions of people that lost. You understand that? But hey, there's not a one person ever put all their trust in the Lord and lost. Hey, I'm talking about 100% investment guaranteed, amen. You trust in the Lord, it's going to pay off. I want to say there's always going to be fruit. Watch what he says here in verse number 6. He said, in all thy ways, the word ways has the idea of a road. As you journey through life, as you go down through life, the path that you trod. Hey, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. That is to know him. To know who he is. You know his character. He said, you're trusting him. You're knowing it. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let me say the first fruit that I see in these verses of our trust in the Lord and our full trust in him. The first fruit is he'll give you direction. He'll give you direction for your life as you read his word and as you seek his face. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to give you direction for your life. I won't even read that. Psalm 37:3 talks about that. But here he gives us direction. That word direction means he direct your path. The idea here is that he makes our paths straight, or he removes the obstacles out of our way. He'll direct your path. He's not just pointing you in the right direction. He's getting that path ready for you. Are y'all with me this morning? Hey, you know what a pioneer is? A pioneer is somebody that goes out and blazes the trail. They go out and they got their saws, they got their rakes, whatever it takes, and they blaze the trail. They make the path way straight. They make it able to be traveled on. Hey, if you acknowledge him, he said he's got a path for you. He's going to direct your path. That path, it's a well-trodden path. It's a proven path. It's a path that others have walked down before. And I say, as you trust him, hey, the fruit of your trust is he'll give you direction. How many of you would say, I need direction, amen? Sometimes I don't know which way to go. I don't know what decision to make. I'm not sure all the way whether I need to go this way, what I need to do in my life. Hey, say some young people, I need direction in choosing the right mate. I need direction in my dating life. I need direction in what I do. I need direction in going to college. I need direction in where I'm going. Hey, there's people that, hey, I need direction in job, finding the right job. I need a direction in the course of my life. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, if you'll trust the Lord, he said, he will direct your path. He will. And can I say this? When you get on his path and you follow his path, you won't have to worry about, well, this happened and I couldn't do it. You know, I get sick and tired of people saying it was the will. They'll convince somebody it's God's will for me to do this. And then when they do it, as soon as they start, they run into an obstacle and say, well, I don't think it was God's will. And I'm going to tell you, hey, preachers are some of the worst. When a preacher says it's God's will for him to go to a church and he stays there for 6 months, somebody missed direction somewhere. Are y'all with me? Hey, and I mean, well, it was God's will for me to marry this person. If it was God's will for you to marry him, stay married to him, amen. Well, no, it's God's will for me to find me a cute little girl down in my office and I think God's putting us together. That ain't God, that's the devil, amen. He'll give you direction from his word. He'll give you direction. Trust him. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he said, he shall direct thy path. But let me say this. Not only will he give you direction, but he'll give you protection. He'll give you protection. Watch the verse 8. He says, be not, in verse 7, he says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's trusting the Lord. In verse 8, he says, and it shall, he said, it shall be health to thy navel. Health to thy navel. That word navel has the idea of the umbilical cord. It's going to be health to thy cord. Hey, not only for you, but for your offspring. He's going to give you protection for your family. Hey, can I say this? Hey, we need to trust the Lord with our faith. Amen. Hey, when you're placing faith in Jesus Christ, hey, that's trusting the Lord. Amen. Hey, we trust the Lord for our future. That's, hey, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen, hey, when I get old? Trust the Lord. Trust him for your family. Amen. What's going to happen to my children? What's going to happen? Am I going to have children? What's going to happen to them? Hey, who's going to take care of them? Trust the Lord. Trust him with your finances. We're going to get on that in a minute. Well, you can trust him with your finances. He says here, he says he's going to give us protection. He says it's going to be health when you trust the Lord. Follow him. It says it's going to be health to thy navel. He's talking about it's going to be health to your body. He's going to protect you. He's going to watch over you. He's not going to let you starve. He's not going to let you go down. Hey, you may get sick. You may face cancer. You may face something of that sort. You may even close your eyes in death. But honey, think about the eternal prospect. If you close your eyes in Christ on this side, you're going to wake up to sleep no more, amen. You can trust him. Fruit of our trust. He gives us direction. He gives us protection. Let me say this. He gives us inspiration. Watch what he says in the latter part of verse 8. He said, not only does it give us health to thy navel, he said, and marrow to thy bones. That word marrow, the idea is refreshment. It's like giving somebody a drink on a hot day. It's like, hey, he said, it'll be marrow to your bones. It is a refreshing drink. He's an inspiration to us. He gives us the encouragement we need. He gives us what we need to keep us going. Hey, if you trust him and you're following him and the way seems tough, the way seems hard, it seems like you're battling hell by the egg. Hey, just keep trusting him and keep following him and stay in his word and following him and obeying him and trusting him, and he'll give you what you need. He'll protect you, yes, but he will inspire you. He will refresh you. He'll give you the encouragement that you need. You know, I'm against some of this TV preaching, and I can't stand about 99% of it. Amen. I mean, it's false doctrine. It's crazy stuff. But you know, if we're not careful, we'll get so against encouragement that we never encourage anybody. Amen. And can I say, part of the Word of God, part of what it's here for, is to comfort us and to encourage us. And I thank God for a God that, hey, I thank God that he knows we need encouragement. He knows we need some time of refreshment. He knows that we need help in time of need. And we serve a God that can offer you just that. We serve a God that cares for you. And he says you can cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. We serve a God that cares. We serve a God that he'll lift you up. He'll be the wind beneath your wings, so to say. He'll lift you up in your down moments. He'll encourage you. He'll give you a breath of fresh air. He will help you. He will encourage you. He'll offer you, encouragement and inspiration. Thank God he'll do that for you if you'll trust him. And then let me say this. As we trust the Lord, he said, he'll give us our provision. Our provision. Watch with me. Verse number 9 and 10. He says, honor the Lord with thy substance. Honor the Lord with thy substance. That word substance is your wealth, your riches, your money, your belongings. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. First, that is the chief, the choice, off the top. God asks us and tells us in the Word of God, let me say this when it comes to finances. Malachi says, and I'll preach on this pretty soon probably, but Malachi says that if you don't tithe, and a tithe is 10%. That's what the word tithe means. It means 10%. And that's not an offering, that's a tithe. Offerings are after that. But God has always asked for the tithe. That's the first 10% of anything that we have been given an increase. And he said, I want you to give me that. That's what I deserve. But listen, he said, listen, he's always asked for that. It's the first fruits of your increase. Some people have it backwards. They say, God, I'm going to pay my bills, and I'm going to buy my lottery tickets, and I'm going to go to the fair, and I'm going to go to the beach, and I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to go do that. And God, if I got something left, then I'm going to give you a little bit. That's not what God asked for. Remember, he deserves all of your trust, all of your love, and he asked for first fruits. The chief, the best. I don't have time to dive into this. We'll look at this at a later time in more detail. But God deserves the best. But watch this, when he asks for it, he gives you a promise. In Malachi, he says he's going to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on you just for being obedient. And can I say, when it comes to finances and tithing, can I say you can find anybody that does this. You can find anybody that is a Christian, trust God and tithe. And if you ask them in their life, you will find out that they live better off of 90 than they ever could off of 100. Amen. Hey, look, this preacher, look up in here. This preacher right here is living proof that you can live off of less than 90%. Amen. Hey, you can do it if you trust the Lord. Amen. You say, preacher, man, I didn't know. Well, hold on now. I'm trying to encourage you. Watch. Substance has to do with our wealth and our riches. First fruits means the chief and the choice. But watch what God says in verse 10. As we honor the Lord with our substance and with the first fruits of thine increase, watch verse 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Wow, that word filled speaks of abundance and fullness. He said, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. He's saying, listen, if you trust the Lord, hey, not only for your faith, not only for your future, not only for your family, but if you trust the Lord with your finances, he said, listen, this is what God's going to do. He said, God's going to give you plenty. He's going to fill your barns. In the Old Testament, they're talking about barns. They would have a farm, a ranch of sorts, and they would fill their barns with plenty. They would fill it with grain. They would fill it with the wheat and the hay and the different things. Hey, he's saying, listen, if you'll trust God with the first fruits, he'll give you more than you can have. So many people don't have because they don't give. They don't trust. When you don't give, it's you don't trust. And God says, if you'll just give me the first fruits, he said, it's like sowing seed into the ground. He said, you give me what's mine, and I'll give you everything you need. Amen. He said, watch, plenty. He says, so shall thy barns be filled. That's abundance, fullness, with plenty. That is abundance and plenteous. And he said, thy presses shall burst out. It's talking about like the wine presses where they would press the grapes and the fruit. He said, they will burst out with new wine. New wine has the idea not of intoxicating wine. Don't read something into your Bible that's not there. It's talking about grape juice. It's talking about fresh squeezed fruit. New wine. And he says, listen, if you'll trust God with your first fruits, he said, I'll give you more than you can ever need. See, I'm telling you, you can trust God with your family. You can trust Him for your faith in Him. Hey, you can trust Him, hey, for the future of your soul. You can trust Him, hey, for your life and your family. You can trust Him with your finances. There's a lot of people that say, I'm trusting God to get me to heaven, but they're not trusting God to help pay their bills. Amen. It's preaching time up in here. Well, I want to say this. The psalmist said in Psalm... the Proverbs says in Proverbs 16:20, he says something about being happy. I like to be happy. You like to be happy? He said in Proverbs 16:20, he said, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Jeremiah 17:7, Jeremiah writes there and he says, blessed, that is happy, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. I'm saying you can be happy by trusting the Lord. Hey, Psalm 125 and verse number 1 talks about the man that trusteth in the Lord. And he says, that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which can never be removed, but abideth forever. I'm telling you, there's blessings. Isaiah 26:3, he said, hey, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is fixed on thee. He said, because he trusteth in thee. Because he trusteth in the Lord. I'm telling you, there's peace in trusting the Lord. And I want to say to you this morning, hey, you can trust the Lord. You can trust Him for direction. You can trust Him for protection. You can trust Him for provision. You can trust Him in everything you do. Trusting the Lord is not you going out and scoping the course and saying, well, I know what's wrong. No, trusting the Lord is a step at a time. Like the old song said, trust and obey, for there's no other way. I heard a story about 1988. They had the Olympics, and in those Olympics, they were going to have blind skiers. Anybody ever watched blind people ski? They said they took those blind people out with a partner that could see, and they took them out on the flat land, and they taught them to ski by skiing beside somebody that had their vision, and when they needed to turn, that person would say, turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left. And they learned to adapt and to ski following the directions and the voice of the one beside them. And so then, after they learned to do that on flatland, they took them up and they got them on the Siloam slopes. Could you imagine now? And they're going down the slopes, and as they got on those slopes, that person would be beside them with their vision, and they would say, right, left, right, left. And that's the way they taught them to ski. Left, right, left, right. Could you imagine? No sight coming down a mountain. Left, right. Obeying the commands of someone else. Can I say to you, that's a lot like the Christian life. That's a lot like the way we live our life today. We're going through and you can't see tomorrow. I can't see tomorrow. I can't see what's going to happen. But I know one who knows tomorrow. I know one who's already been there. I know one who, hey, he's got tomorrow all in control. Now, like the old song said, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. And hey, all I've got to do is get in His Word. He told me, he said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. I'm glad I can hear His voice. You say, how do I hear His voice? By reading His Word. You read His Word and you get that direction. You get those instructions for life. And as you go and you get the Word and you hear preaching and teaching and that, and as you hear the Word of God, and it's take a right. Hey, and many times, how many of you will be witness to this? You've gone through life and you didn't understand what God told you to do something and you went a certain way and you wasn't sure. And then you look back on it and you say, man, if I would have went the way I thought I should have went, I'd have made a mess of my life. Amen. I've been there. I'm telling you, you can trust the Lord. Can I say this morning? Moses trusted the Lord at the Red Sea to get him through. Amen. And can I say this? If Moses can trust the Lord at the Red Sea and the children of Israel could trust Him for their daily provisions, they could trust Him to feed them, they could trust Him for water, they could trust Him to put clothes on their back and shoes on their feet. If David could trust the Lord when he went out to face a giant Goliath, hey, if Daniel could face the lion's den by trusting the Lord and on his knees to pray, if Jonah could trust the Lord in the belly of a whale, if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could trust the Lord though they walk through a flaming fiery furnace. Hey, I'm saying if Elijah could trust the Lord down by a brook, and when he got to that empty barrel, and when he went up on Mount Carmel, if Elijah could trust the Lord, you can trust the Lord. If the Apostle Paul could trust the Lord when he faced his persecution, hey, if the apostles could trust the Lord, if John could trust the Lord on the Isle of Patmos, I'm saying this morning, you can trust the Lord. Can I say to you this morning that, hey, when the grass perked up this morning, it didn't have to wonder where it was going to get any moisture. Hey, God put the dew on the grass. God put the rain on the flowers. God took care of the flowers. The flowers aren't worried. The grass isn't worried. The sparrows didn't get up this morning and wonder where they was going to find something to eat. The buzzards didn't get up and have to wonder if they was going to have something to eat. Hey, God's taking care of the sparrows. God's taking care of the crows. God's taking care of the buzzards. God's taking care of the daisies. God's taking care of the lilies. God's taking care of all those things. And I want to remind you this morning that the God in heaven's going to take care of you. You can trust Him. You can trust Him. Trust in the Lord. This song, I'm going to ask my wife to sing a song for invitation. It says, God picked up a sparrow and it could no longer fly, and He brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky. And if He's mindful of creation, on this I can depend. If I am His child, I can place all my trust in Him. Just keep the recorder going, Brother Danny. If God spoke to your heart this morning, she's going to sing this song. The invitation's this. You need to trust in the Lord. Trust Him with your whole heart. We're standing all across the auditorium. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Are you trusting the Lord this morning? There's some area in your life. You're facing a circumstance. You're facing a trial. You're facing something you can't handle. Trust me.